My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Anita O'Day.
Someday, when I'm awfully low and the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you.
Anita O'Day, born Anita Bell Colton in Chicago in 1919, was well known as an American jazz singer, and the way that she brought herself into her career really transversed the lines of what was expected for what were called then girl singers.
Think of what you're losing by constantly refusing to dance.
A nickname that she had in some circles was the Jezebel of Jazz. And in her independence, in her search for freedom, in her search for exuberance and uncharted territory, she helped to define, not only for women, but for all, a new approach of bringing yourself totally into jazz. And yet, at the same time, she quested for a sense of restraint, a sense of boundary in her ways of looking for freedom and looking for new venues.
There's a reason.
Who are we when we search for meaning? And who are we when we search for freedom? And yet, what are we escaping to? What are we moving towards? As we gain success, as we gain a knowledge of our own abilities. And what are we running from? Developing her own sense of rhythm and dynamics, Anita O'Day was able to recast all of these stereotypes and refit them into recognizing that each of us, although may be describable and may be predictable, is at our heart an individual. So we, in our partnership with our own heartbeat, can recognize that we can be both contained and inspired by a regular rhythm and a regular sense of safety. And out of the dependence that we might have on drugs, alcohol, or other people, or behaviors that take us farther away from what we consider to be important, we are able to pursue doggedly and with discipline a sense of the sacred, a sense of the regularity of our own heartbeat towards freedom, always towards freedom.
My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.